Democrat meltdown, Representative Max Rose attacks shopper at Staten Island store. By Penny Starr on October 27, 2020. Democrat Representative Max Rose, NY, is slipping in the polls in a race against Republican Nicole Malliotakis, who has been endorsed by President Donald Trump. And now the Democrat is facing backlash for cursing at a constituent outside a Staten Island grocery store when the man appears to disagree with him. "Sir, I thought you were out of your fucking mind, by the way. So don't worry," Rose is heard saying to the man in a video posted on the Shorefront News website. The news outlet reported Rose may have snapped as he faces a loss against Malliotakis, yet still referred to him as a talented politician who was forced by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, to support Trump's impeachment. That drew tremendous anger from his constituents. Look at any social media, even in the non-political groups, and you'll see that any discussion of Congressman Rose results in a large majority of comments wishing he loses or worse, much worse. Marching with BLM, particularly when they chanted to defund the police, brought even more harm to Max Rose. Today, no other politician in New York City gets as much hate on social media as Rose, save maybe for Bill de Blasio. According to an NBC4 New York, Marist poll released on Monday, first-term Rose trails Malliotakis 48% to 46% among likely voters in New York's 11th congressional district. Breitbart News reported on the race in a district that Trump carried by 10 points in 2016. "I think first and foremost, it's what direction is this nation going in," she said. "Are we going to continue to be a country that offers the American dream, its limitless potential and opportunity? Or are we going to move down the path of socialism? Millions of immigrants come from around the world to escape many of the very policies that many Democrats of today are trying to push on our nation to try and change it fundamentally," she said. "I don't want to see that happen in this country. So that is what really motivated me to get in the race. Since I first entered the race almost 2 years ago, we have seen a radical shift here in New York City to the left," she said. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez took office and she has been leading the congressional delegation more and more to the left. "Our city doesn't have a Republican voice in Washington and we desperately need one." Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.